Today's edition of The Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
Nicely done, Beef. Your mouth-watering sizzle is the world's tastiest dinner bell. Get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
What helps grow retail beef demand by 15%? Your beef checkoff dollar does, helping bring families to the dinner table on a daily basis. Brought to you by Colorado beef producers through their dollar per head beef checkoff. Learn more online at cobeef.com.
Welcome back to The Barn in Depth. Here's Brian Ulmer.
U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue issued a statement regarding the new trade agreement between the United States and Japan that was announced this weekend. He said Japan is a significant market for United States agriculture exports, making today a good day for American agriculture. By removing existing barriers for our products, we will be able to sell more to the Japanese markets. At the same time, we will be able to close gaps to better allow us to compete on a level playing field with our competitors. He said he thanks President Trump and Ambassador Lighthizer for their constant support of America's farmers and ranchers and their hard work in negotiating better trade deals around the globe. The National Pork Producers Council also celebrated the U.S. trade agreement with Japan, saying that once implemented, it will place it back on a level playing field with international competitors in one of the most important export markets. The agreement was announced at the G7 summit in France during a press conference with U.S. President Donald Trump, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. David Herring, a pork producer from Lillington, North Carolina, and president of the National Pork Producers Council, said, "We thank the Trump administration for negotiating a trade agreement with Japan, a market that represents 25% of the total U.S. pork exports last year. We look forward to rapid implementation of the agreement, as international competitors are currently taking U.S. pork market share through more favorable access. The United States produces the safest, highest quality, and most affordable pork in the world," added Herring. "It is the preference of many Japanese customers, and we look forward to competing on a level playing field again." Dr. Dermot Hayes, an economist at Iowa State University, estimates exports to Japan will grow from $1.6 billion in 2018 to more than $2.2 billion over the next 15 years as a result of the United States pork industry getting market access in Japan as favorable as its competitors. U.S. pork is highly dependent on exports, shipping more than 25% of total production to foreign markets. Other NPPC trade priorities include ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which preserves zero-tariff pork trade in North America, and resolving trade disputes with China that will enable U.S. pork producers to capitalize on an unprecedented sales opportunity with the world's largest pork-consuming nation.
Colorado pork producers employ practices that protect public health. The U.S. supply chain has earned global recognition for the safety of its products, meaning you are receiving the best quality pork to keep your family healthy. For more information, contact Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org.
For ag, news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.